Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District in Baltimore. Ghost, the musical, opens at the Hippodrome in about 2.5 weeks. My guest today is Glenn Ballard. He's the Grammy Award-winning composer and producer who, along with Dave Stewart, wrote the original music and lyrics for this hit adaptation of the Oscar-winning movie that starred Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and Whoopi Goldberg. Glenn Ballard, welcome to WIPR.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about Ghost.
You've worked with some of the most iconic names in popular music. You co-wrote Man in the Mirror with Michael Jackson. You produced Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill album. You've written and produced all sorts of pop albums, but I would imagine that writing an album worth of songs is a lot different than writing songs for a musical.
Well, I must say that the similarities are very great. I have to say that what I love about the transition I made from writing albums to writing shows is that I found when we're doing it right, certainly with an artist, that, you know, we're sort of organizing 10 or 12 ideas that the artist has about their perspective on life. And I think with a show, you take 10 or 12 or 13 songs and you do a similar thing in that you try to get some narrative elements in there. But what you're doing is revealing emotional states from characters, and there's no better way to do that than in a song. So I think I've just been uncovering the intention of what a song, you know, has for the listener in making albums. And certainly on stage, you're able to do that even more effectively. You have people performing the songs in front of your eyes, dancing with lights and with effects. And so the power of a song is enhanced enormously by its integration into a show. For me, writing a musical is an extension, really, of what I started off doing as, you know, writing albums.
Talk about your writing process with Dave Stewart. He's one half of the great group, the Eurythmics, with Annie Lennox. Who brought you together, and how did you guys work together?
Dave and I are just the most fun collaborators with each other, because our whole approach is let's have fun with it. I got involved with this project because of Dave. He was involved, and he asked me to write it with him. And our approach is always let's make some noise. You know, we sit in a room together, and we really do create music and lyrics out of the ether. And we also had Bruce Joel Rubin, who is the Oscar-winning writer of Ghost. He also wrote the book and wrote some lyrics with us on the show. So we always felt like we had the real source for Ghost right there in the room with us. And so Dave and I, we start writing from an unconscious place, kind of, or a subconscious place, I should say. We write from a subconscious place and try to really intuit what is obvious about whatever emotional state we're trying to get to. So our process is basically trying to find the right phrase musically or lyrically in its essence. And then if we find something that seems to work, we continue with it. It's always in real time. We hear something we like and we chase it.
Well, Glenn Ballard, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing the show when it comes here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, son.
Glenn Ballard is the co-writer of the music and lyrics for Ghost, the musical. Ghost, the musical, opens at the Hippodrome Theater on Tuesday, April 8th. It's there for 8 performances through Sunday, April 13th. And coming up at the Hippodrome a week from Saturday, March 29th, the Caroline Center presents Sing Along Grease, where you can sing along with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John and support the work of the Caroline Center. They offer education and training programs for unemployed women. For a link to more information, come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo. This has been In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District on Baltimore's West Side. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.